This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 59 degrees now. The war of words is continuing on whether federal soldiers will hit the streets of Chicago to stop deadly crime.
At the White House, President Trump said you can count on a National Guard presence to reduce crime in Chicago.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker pushed back just as emphatically.
No, I will not call the president asking him to send troops to Chicago.
Governor Pritzker cited stats showing declines in Chicago crime to say the president's promised action is not about stopping violence.
It's about testing his power and producing a political drama to cover up for his corruption.
Pritzker said he'll battle the president in court to block any troops on Chicago streets. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita police arrested a 23-year-old man after the shooting of 19-year-old Mario Gustavo outside a North Broadway liquor store Monday afternoon.
Officers were called to the liquor store just after 2 Monday afternoon and found 3 men with gunshot wounds. Gustavo was pronounced deceased at the scene. The suspect and another man were taken to an area hospital in critical condition. Investigators learned that a disturbance in the parking lot led to gunfire. A retired Wichita police lieutenant saw a vehicle fleeing the scene and followed it. Officers then stopped the car driven by a woman near the 800 block of North Main. A passenger identified as an associate of Gustavo had a gunshot wound to his hand and was taken to a hospital in critical but stable condition. Investigators believe he was shot at the exact location as the other 3. This remains an active investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have arrested a 16-year-old boy and are still looking for a second suspect in a fatal Wichita shooting Monday afternoon near 21st and Arkansas. Police found 2 20-year-old men who had been shot inside a vehicle. Both were hospitalized in critical condition. Sebastian Williams later died from his injuries. The 16-year-old suspect was arrested and taken to the juvenile intake center on suspicion of first-degree murder. Wichita police investigated 3 separate homicides by firearms on Labor Day. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty shared his frustration with the killings with KNSS News.
They're so easy to pull a trigger or to pull out a knife to end a life, and it's hard to fathom, really. But it's not acceptable, and this is not who we are. And although the answers are not easy answers, we all have to collaborate in ways to say we're not going to settle for these things here, and we're going to try to get upstream and solve violent acts before they happen.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The Highway Patrol reports a 16-year-old Kingman boy was killed Tuesday evening when his motorcycle collided with a van about 5 miles southeast of Pretty Prairie. Troopers say the boy's motorcycle failed to stop at a stop sign and struck a westbound van. Blake L. Reese of Kingman died at the scene. The Wichita City Council discussed a number of topics at Tuesday's meeting, including repairs to a number of city parks.
The playgrounds at Fabrique Neighborhood Park, East Cessna Park, Sleepy Hollow Park, and West Meadows Park sustained significant flood damage this summer. However, the heavy rain meant the city saved $200,000 in irrigation costs, which will cover the $150,000 in repairs. Reggie Davidson, Park and Recreation Director, was asked about a timeline for the work.
We're going to reach out to the contractors to get the project started as soon as possible. So we're anticipating initiating those within the next couple of weeks, and we're probably about a month out before we can have those things completed contingent upon the weather.
The council also approved a $200,000 grant agreement with KDHE to enhance energy efficiency, reduce pollution, and improve air quality. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The council also approved $19 million for improvements to water and sewer mains in 2026. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News time, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock now, 57 degrees. An Oklahoma man accused of running over and killing a man with his semi-truck was in Sedgwick County Court Tuesday. Travis Briscoe is charged with second-degree murder in the death of a 57-year-old Georgia man at the Love's truck stop in North Wichita. Police said the man got into an argument when Briscoe began backing into a parking stall with his semi, striking the man. Bond was set at $250,000. His next court date was set for October 21st. A U.S. military strike targeted a Venezuelan gang, according to President Donald Trump.
11 terrorists were killed, President Trump says, in a U.S. military strike on a vessel in the Caribbean. The president says the boat was operated by Trinde Aragua, a designated terrorist organization operating in Venezuela and accused of violence and drug trafficking in the U.S.
And there's more where that came from. We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time.
President Trump says the strike occurred in international waters as the vessel was transporting illegal drugs and heading to the U.S. He says no U.S. forces were harmed, adding, let this serve as notice to anybody even thinking about bringing drugs into the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Congress returns to session this week, and lawmakers must move to prevent a government shutdown. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill has details.
A government shutdown looms in October. Democratic votes may be essential. Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries spoke in recent days.
What is your red line?
We're not going to support partisan funding legislation.
Did you ask for the D.C. To be free of the National Guard? Did you ask for Obamacare subsidies?
We had a general conversation as it relates to meeting the needs of the American people in a bipartisan way.
And lawmakers have plenty of questions about the abrupt firing of CDC Director Susan Menares. Democrats are beside themselves after Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. curbed who is eligible for COVID shots this fall.
Fewer people are traveling to the U.S., and travel experts and tourists are blaming President Donald Trump's immigration policies and the political climate. Fox's Tom Baker explains.
Travel research company Tourism Economics predicts the U.S. will have 8.2% fewer foreign visitors this year. Experts cite political uncertainty in the U.S., perceptions that America does not want them to come, uncertain immigration rules, and anti-foreign political rhetoric.
We wanted to see what folks here at Oakland Airport think about the lack of international visitation.
We have friends in Canada. They don't want to come here right now. Mm-hmm. And if I was coming from Mexico and I was from Mexico, I wouldn't want to come here. I'd be scared.
Canadians and Mexicans represent half of all foreign travel to the U.S. European and Asian travelers to the U.S. are down, too.
The drop in tourism is expected to cost the U.S. economy $64 billion. KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in traffic volume still pretty light out there. Got a lot of traffic on MacArthur down by the Spirit Aero Systems area between Oliver and K-15. I will say we do have fog in the forecast, dense fog advisory out there. Not really seeing it too much on the traffic cameras. Visibility at Eisenhower National only listed at 8 miles, which is generally fairly good out there. So not too bad, but visibility could become an issue this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies and warmer today. A high of 85 with southwest winds 5 to 15. After 6 o'clock through about 9 p.m., we'll see a few storms in the area, and they could be severe. Otherwise, clearing skies and 57 late tonight. Mostly sunny, a little cooler on your Thursday, high 79. Much cooler on Friday, high in the upper 60s, with a good chance of rain and thunder. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, west wind at 6 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:13, Steve and Ted in the morning. On September 3rd, we had a mostly cloudy, cooler day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was just 70 degrees. Normal high for the date, 88. And right now, Wichita rainfall is 5.5, just a little over 5.5 inches above normal for this date, for this time of year. On this date in 1970, severe thunderstorms hammered southeast Kansas with hail that reached epic diameters of 4 to nearly 6 inches. Coffeyville, bombarded by a hideous hailstone that measured 17.5 inches in circumference, 5.7 inches in diameter, and weighed 1.67 pounds. Bigger than a softball, right, Ted? I think so. Ted Woodward, I think it's 5.7 inches. Yeah,
that's a
little bit bigger than a softball. That's
pretty massive.
It had been the largest hailstone on record in the U.S. until June 22nd of 2003, when Aurora, Nebraska was hammered by a specimen measuring 18.75 inches in circumference and 7 inches in diameter. Whoa.
Yeah, that record held for decades.
Now, the Aurora event did not hail as king hailstones for very long. On July 23rd, 2010, an even more humongous hailstone, 8 inches in diameter and weighing nearly 2 pounds, landed in Vivian, South Dakota. Wow, those are some big old hailstones right there. September 3rd, on this date 86 years ago, in 1939, Britain and France declared war on Germany 2 days after the Nazis invaded Poland. The 9th largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history, $1.3 billion, will be online in today's Powerball drawing after no tickets with all 6 numbers were sold for the latest drawing. There hasn't been a drawing with a grand prize winner since May 31st, 40 drawings ago, when a ticket worth $207 million was sold at a convenience store. Monday's jackpot was $1.1 billion, and that is the 11th largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history.
Not even top 10.
It's a lot of money.
Sure is.
Here locally, a deep sinkhole creating problems for Wichita drivers. It opened up near the intersection of Woodlawn and Douglas. Not far from here, huh, Ted?
Nope.
City put up a barricade and cones to divert traffic around the sinkhole. Officials say they're working on a plan to repair the hole in the street that's suspected to be due to recent rain. Would that be right as you go into Eastboro?
That's right there,
From the west?
Woodlawn and Douglas.
Yep. All right. A precious pet parrot from China earned a Guinness World Record for the fastest time to identify 10 colors. Zhang Ji, a pet belonging to Quinfang, picked up colored straw balls and placed them into bins of corresponding colors in 33 and a half seconds.
Whoa, Zhang Ji wants a cracker.
Earning the title for the fastest time to identify 10 colors by a parrot.
Oh, well, probably better than I could do.
Let's boost it up to 12 and see if old Zhao Ki can do that, huh? I didn't know parrots were bright enough to, although obviously the parrot's been trained by somebody to identify the colors. That's pretty sharp.
Yeah, they can.
I know they can.
Of course, they can mimic speech. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife tells me when she was young that her dad had a minor bird, and basically that he was taught to whistle,
okay,
a wolf whistle, and to talk dirty, which meant that
what more do you want a parrot to do or a minor bird?
Afternoon, the neighbor was knocking on the door and said, "Gene, I'm going to have to kick your what you've been saying to my wife." That's my bird. The bird was saying ugly things. Oh, well.
I just recently saw a video, and I can't imagine anybody wanting to do this. They had taught their bird to use their smart speaker. They taught their bird to ask Alexa questions.
Well, that's if you're too lazy to do it yourself.
Well, the bird do it. The thing is, it doesn't ever stop. The bird responds to Alexa talking, and Alexa responds to the bird talking. It just never shuts off.
Hmm.
It's horrifying, actually.
Oh, good. It's like social media.
Yeah.
Just gets better and better.
All right. The bird that knows colors. 6:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports on this Wednesday morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we got minor league baseball on tap. The Wichita Wind Surge in the middle of a long homestand. It'll wrap up the home portion of the schedule, and it's been perfecto so far. 7 games, 7 wins. Wichita did it again last night, clobbering Tulsa 12-2 at Equity Bank Park downtown. 2,400 fans on hand. Right fielder Kalai Rosario hit his 25th home run of the season. He now holds the single-season franchise record for the Wind Surge. Windsurge bullpen, three pitchers combined for four scoreless innings. So good all the way around. Wichita is now one game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 11 games to go in the season. Wichita and Tulsa again tonight downtown at 7:05 on Wet Nose Wednesday. A lot of doggies at the ballpark, and it's a pup calendar giveaway. So got a lot of dog-related activities for the Windsurge tonight as they go for their eighth win in a row. Major League Baseball last night. Homestand resuming for the Kansas City Royals, hosting the Los Angeles Angels. Not so good news to report in this one, as the Royals just did not have much going on.
The Royals took a 1-0 lead over the Angels in the third inning on a Vinny Pasquantino sacrifice fly, but in the sixth, Angels DH Joe Adell hit a booming two-run homer to left field off Royals starter Michael Lorenzi to give the visitors a 2-1 lead. The Angels went on to beat the Royals 5-1 in the opener of a three-game series. Angels starter Mitch Ferris, in his big league debut, worked five innings, allowing just a run, and he picked up the win. Lorenzi, six innings, two runs, a quality start, but a loss.
Yeah, the 13,000th game last night, back-to-back losses now for the Royals. The top five hitters in the Royals lineup tonight went 1-for-16.
Wow, that's weak.
Yeah, didn't get much going. All right, so back at it again tonight. The Royals, sad thing is the Royals with a win could have made up ground, but they didn't. So they're still 2.5 games behind Seattle for a playoff spot with 24 games to go in the season. The Royals and the Angels again tonight, 6:30. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, we're getting ready for the pro football season, and the Kansas City Chiefs open up, of course, in Brazil on Friday night. And today is the travel day. Ooh, the Chiefs leave today for Sao Paulo, Brazil. Somewhere in the neighborhood of an 11-hour flight.
Oh, my goodness.
From Kansas City down to the Southern Hemisphere. It is a long, long journey, 5,000-plus miles, as the Chiefs are traveling today to Brazil for the game on Friday night.
Well, you perceive it would be, of course, you got a lot of jungle there. It would be hot and sticky and tough to play football in. What do you think? Will the weather have any problems?
Well, I mean, it's Rio de Janeiro. It's
right on the coast.
But, I mean, it's the spring there. I mean, it's winter there. It's late winter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In Sao Paulo, so.
You're on the other side of it.
So, okay. The Chiefs, I haven't looked at the forecast. But, I mean, it's semi-tropical. So, you got the Chiefs and the Chargers. That'll be Friday night, right here on KNSS.
Right.
And we'll have our Friday morning preview with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, getting us into that one on Friday morning. How about 8:15, so make sure you're here for that. Travel day today for the Chiefs. Major League Baseball last night, the top team in the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays, went on the road in Cincinnati, beat the Reds in interleague play 12-9. Coming out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays, former Wichita Windsurge pitcher, Louis Varland, goes 1 2/3 innings, gives up zero runs, and he got the win. He is now 4-3 on the season, and a 2.7 earned run average coming out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays. Top team in the league. Blue Jays have won two of their last three, and former Windsurge pitcher Louis Varland helping out. That is sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Mm. Yumpkin Pumpkin is now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
6:22 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta on being a dad. Plus we have traffic and weather coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Wednesday morning, 57 degrees. The Wichita community is looking for answers after a weekend of deadly shootings. Cure Violence Wichita program manager Kevin Harrison says they have teams working in multiple neighborhoods to try and prevent future violence from taking place.
We try to prevent retaliation. I know it. You're angry. Let's talk you off that cliff. Let's change your mindset and understand that there are better ways to handle this than to go in and shoot up five houses.
City leaders agree that a solution will not be found overnight, and they remain open to looking at all options.
A Wichita man is accused of stabbing a family member during the Labor Day weekend.
The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Isaiah Lanquette, was arrested on multiple charges, including suspicion of attempted second-degree murder. It happened just before 9 Saturday morning in the area of Dayton and South Fern. A 64-year-old woman was stabbed and was transported to an area hospital in serious condition. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at forming a mental health intervention team for USD 260 Derby schools. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
We'll send in an MHIT team of ComCare social workers. We'll go into the schools with a grant from the state, and we'll actually support the schools and their social services and things that we're doing there. We're leveraging what ComCare is and what county taxpayers already pay for with their county government. We're able to utilize that and leverage it with other local taxing jurisdictions. So I'm a big fan of these mental health intervention teams. I think we need them desperately in our schools.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Anti-federal immigration protesters clashed with police in Portland, Oregon on Labor Day. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with more.
While things appeared to be peaceful during the day, the situation quickly changed after dark. Riots reportedly taking place right outside Portland's ICE field office. Video capturing the tense standoff, which did involve demonstrators rolling out a guillotine. And while ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Fox News Digital, the deputy director of ICE did speak about the historic threats agents are facing. This is not the first time anti-ICE protests have turned violent there. Back in June, Portland police arrested multiple people for suspected criminal activity. That does include one individual who was accused of assaulting a federal officer.
It's unclear if any arrests were made.
A Colorado sheriff's deputy who was disciplined for helping ICE agents resigns.
Alexander Zwinnick's resignation from the Mesa County Sheriff's Office ends a state lawsuit against him over accusations that he illegally shared information with immigration agents. A recently enacted state law prohibits local cops from helping ICE agents identify illegal immigrants. Zwinnick claimed he was unaware of the new law when he gave agents information which led to the Brazilian nursing student's arrest. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Investigators say a natural gas leak caused a house explosion in Emporia that killed two people in June. The Emporia Fire Department, the Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office, and Emporia Police Department confirmed that the blast was an accidental natural gas explosion that began inside the home. The bodies of 78-year-old Daryl and 73-year-old Terry Bontrager were recovered. KNSS News time now, 6:34. Let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies and warmer today, a high of 85 with southwest winds 5 to 15. After 6 o'clock through about 9 p.m., we'll see a few storms in the area, and they could be severe. Otherwise, clearing skies and 57 late tonight. Mostly sunny, a little cooler on your Thursday, high 79. Much cooler on Friday, high in the upper 60s, with a good chance of rain and thunder. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently a clear sky, west wind at 6 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025, on this date, 71 years ago, 1954, after 2,956 episodes, the Lone Ranger was heard on radio for the last time. 71 years ago.
Made the switch over to TV.
Nearly 3,000 episodes, and those are a little different than doing 7,000 radio shows. And there's a lot of preparation, and a lot of things go into those 2,900 episodes. That's a lot.
That's a lot of scripts.
Yeah. And, of course, who played the little – well, this is on radio. But it's not talking about
William
TV.
Conrad.
William Conrad on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the other night in some movie we were watching. As
really?
A young guy.
Great voice.
Yeah.
Bill Conrad.
He had Cannon on TV later on. And of course, I don't know who was Tonto. Maybe it was Jay Silverheels who played him on TV. But anyway, here you go. Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger. A Georgia nonprofit earned its third Guinness World Records title by playing a game of kickball
that went on for 52 consecutive hours.
That sounds horrible.
Men opposing sex trafficking, or MOST, gathered 27 men and 13 women to start a game of kickball at 8 a.m. Friday in Fairburn, Georgia, and the game continued for 52 straight hours. Bruce Deal, founder and chief executive of MOST, said the record attempt raised more than $200,000. So there's a good reason.
There's the reason for it. Okay.
What is kickball? That's not soccer we're talking about there. Is that game where it's like baseball where you roll it in? And you,
yeah. It's what, yeah.
Okay.
It's what
I love that. That was a
third
fun
graders
game.
And fourth graders doing the playground. Yeah.
You didn't have to wear didn't have a glove to catch the ball. It's pretty hard to miss
bouncy balls.
Yeah. When you're kicking, it's pretty hard to miss it. You don't fall on your somewhat there. U.S. District Judge has ruled that President Trump's deployment of the National Guard in Los Angeles violated the law by performing law enforcement duties prohibited for the military. Judge Charles Breyer delayed the implementation of his ruling until September 12th, allowing the Trump administration time to appeal. The ruling was based on evidence that Task Force 51, the National Guard unit, executed domestic law in prohibited ways, such as setting up traffic roadblocks to aid federal agents and patrolling MacArthur Park as a show of force in
All right, so it's already been done. Yes. So what?
The cat's out of the bag, but there you go. 6:37, Steve and Ted. I got a couple of birthdays today. One I want to share now. My niece, Sarah McIntosh, having a birthday today. Sarah she's an attorney. Lives and works in Kansas City. And don't see her very often. I haven't seen her for a couple of years, several years. But a nice person. Sarah, happy birthday to Sarah McIntosh, attorney at law in Kansas City. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures Tuesday traded with triple-digit upside and downside and also had three session highs yesterday. Now, the closes for the cattle complex were two-sided, and last week we saw the average Kansas steer in the feed yard sell for $241.78. That was up $2.21 from the previous week, and Nebraska was at $244.83. That was down 30 cents. The lean hogs Tuesday traded, and they closed higher. New contract highs were scored in December contract all the way out to next August. At the close, October live cattle 12 cents lower, 239.52. October down 77 cents at 363.70. October lean hogs 52 higher at 95.55. Now, despite the weekly wheat export inspections being strong and the previous week being revised higher, the wheat traded and closed negative yesterday. Soybeans closed with double-digit losses, and the corn recovered from negative trading and closed positive again on managed money short covering. At the moment, we have mixed trade. December KC wheat's 2.25 higher, 513.5. December corn down 1.5 at 421.5. November beans down 1.75 at 1039.25. October crude oil trading $1.18 lower at 64.41. December gold $23.5 higher at $3,615.70. September S&P 29 points higher at 6,454.5. September dollar index down 4 cents at 98.30. And September Dow Jones futures 2 points higher at 45,353. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, who is the U.S. Biggest agricultural trading partner? Who do we do the most business with ag?
Right now, Mexico's right up there at the top.
Really?
They've turned out to be a really good buyer of our products. China used to be one of the largest. It has slid back because we have not done as much business with them here the last few years. Japan is also another big trading partner. And even Canada is up there towards the top end.
Okay. 6:40 now. That's all I have for you today. You got anything you want to tell us this morning? Anything off the record, on the record, or likewise?
Nothing I can think of, Steve. Kind of a quiet day starting off.
Quiet. We're midweek here on a shortened week. I mean, it's only 4 days of trading for you and 4 days for us. But, hey, we're here. We're doing our job, right?
That is exactly
right. And doing it well, I might add. Very well.
Yes.
That's seven steps that can help you live to be 100 years old. Would you want to know something about that? I'm going to share those coming up here sometime this morning. So, who's Steve and Ted? And they're pretty simple stuff. So, All right, sir. Thank you. We will check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, Health and Wealth.
Oh.
Hey, that rhymes.
Hey, that's pretty clever.
Don Grant, coming up. Stephen Tatt in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen Tatt in the morning, KNSS, 6:45 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves repairs to a number of parks.
Two.
Wichita Police report two suspects arrested in connection with Labor Day homicides.
One.
President Trump says federal troops are going in to Chicago. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle creating a bit of a traffic hazard, and the traffic in the area is picking up. This hazard is southbound on I-235, and it is south of Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. Sunny and warmer today with a high of 86 degrees. This comes after yesterday's high of 70. 30% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 58. And for Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 80 degrees. Now a clear sky, a west wind at 6 miles per hour. 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's Wednesdays at the Monarch. And that means $5 select whiskeys. Got a menu of over 50 different pours marked for just $5 today at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas, and at the Roundabout in Delano. A man was found dead at the Burning Man Festival.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The Burning Man Festival brings the seen and be seen crowd to the Nevada desert for an art and music festival every Labor Day weekend. But officials are now investigating a homicide after a man was found lying in a pool of blood at the festival. The body was reported as the man. That towering wooden sculpture shaped like a man was beginning to burn. Officials say Saturday night they responded to a campsite and found a man dead. As of Sunday, the investigation was still ongoing, and Monday, investigators say they were still gathering tips and tracking down information related to the death. There have been no arrests and the body hasn't been identified. Burning Man said in a statement they're cooperating with law enforcement as the investigation continues. The festival bills itself as a temporary metropolis in Nevada's Black Rock Desert that disappears after Labor Day. But police say its temporary nature makes the investigation more difficult. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Boeing closed on the upside as Wall Street went back to work after Labor Day.
Stocks kicking off the new trading month lower, but off-session lows led by tech sector declines and rising bond yields on renewed tariff concerns following a federal appeals court ruling that most of President Trump's levies are illegal. Shares of Kraft Heinz fell 6% after the packaged food company announced that it was splitting into two companies in a move that partially reverses the merger of Kraft and Heinz back in 2015. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Boeing, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Goldman Sachs, and Sherwin Williams. The Dow falling 249 points, the Nasdaq down 176, S&P 500 down 45. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:49. Health and Wealth. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, it's logical that wealth can lead to good health. The wealthy have better access to health care, healthier food options, and, of course, often lower stress levels, and that can lead to longevity and better health outcomes compared to those in lower socioeconomic status. But what about the reverse? When health is absent, wealth becomes useless. To me, it means that our health is our first and most essential form of wealth. But does good health lead to wealth? Well, I can't find very many studies that show that correlation, but to me, it just seems logical. Good health can lead to wealth. It allows one to work longer, more effectively, and with better productivity. Building wealth can require focus, energy, and resilience, and earning more and saving effectively can help one benefit from compound interest over time. Poor health is expensive. healthy people spend less on healthcare as they have fewer medical bills, prescription costs, and less reduced productivity and less loss of income due to illness. Without regular movement, good nutrition, sleep, and stress management, our health can slip, thus paving the way for more medical expenses. Our relationship with money can be shaped by our environment, particularly close family. Think about how you may be a saver or a spender just like your parents. Your behavior can affect your kids. Behaviors around spending, saving, and earning are influenced by our mental health and psychological patterns. If we explore our connection with money, we may get at the root of poor money decisions. Whether you're financially wealthy or not, focusing on health can do more for your bottom line than you may think. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So what do you know about this Burning Man festival? It comes up every year, and it seems to me like it's just probably a bunch of hippies out there smoking dope in a desert. Is that
it's an artist's enclave.
Oh, it's artist
enclave, I guess. And I've never been to it, but my neighbor goes every year, and he divides some contraptions that he takes out there. It's supposedly commercial free. In other words, you're not supposed to use any money for anything. Yeah. So if you have some five-wheeled bicycle that you're driving around the compound, you know, and I think it's in some dry lake bed or someplace in the desert, and then you give people free rides, and they may give you a glass of wine or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Barter, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is it in California, or where is it?
I believe it's in Nevada.
Nevada.
You know, just right close to California. Yeah, I'm not positive exactly where it is, but
I've read before someplace where why it's called the Burning Man, but I don't know.
Well, they end up having a straw man
or something.
Yeah, at the very end, they have a piece of art that's been up there that is flammable, and then they light it on fire, and they all dance around it or something. Okay. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of callers who have been to it, and I know a lot of people who have been to it, but I haven't heard many particulars. It's kind of like Vegas, you know? I think what happens at Burning Man stays at Burning Man, or they burn it down or something. I don't know.
I can just see there's a lot of desperate people running around naked.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, like something.
That's how Steve pictures everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, pretty much. All right, we're back in 2 days after Labor Day.
I know. We got a couple days left
back
here.
Back in the grind, back in the salt mines.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty busy after because I was traveling a little bit last week. And
making up for
it
piles up a little bit.
Yeah, I wish that I could be as effective as I generally am the day and a half before I leave. Yeah. I mean, then I'm jamming, man. I am getting stuff done, you know, just so I can get out of town.
Do what I do, okay?
What's that, sleep?
When I leave, I just leave a mountain of crap for these guys to deal with.
That's a good idea.
When I come back, it's all gone.
There you go.
Start over again.
Yeah.
And build a new pile.
Uh-huh.
Now, you weren't here for show number 7,000 last
week. I wasn't, but I called in.
Yes, you did.
Well,
appreciate
that. Enjoyed.
Dark 30 from where you were.
Exactly. It was worth getting up for sure.
That was a fun show. We had a great time.
I don't know any. I mean, you still have your 50th anniversary or whatever. What was it, your 70th birthday or something? Hey, all the streamers.
50
still...
years in the business, and the streamers were up there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And there's still... the
I thought Tony would have at least stuck a 7,000 on these things or something. There's about 7,000 of them hanging from the ceiling.
I'm going to take you behind the scenes. This is kind of fun. Tony Deusing, our brand manager, of course, and now our operations manager for the stations, he and our people at Odyssey did a real good job of doing a news release and sending it out to some of the big trade publications online that we have in radio.
About you had
six or seven of them. Did you see him, Ted?
Did you have in your 7,000th show?
Yeah, the 7,000th show.
So it got national attention then.
It got some attention, yeah. Of course, the local newspaper didn't know what happened.
Nor television.
Nor any of the television people.
Completely ignored us.
So, really?
As always, as they've done for 28 years.
Let me tell you something. 28 years, we have been completely ignored by TV.
Well, but you always have a relationship with a TV station.
Yeah, we're always locked in with somebody.
Yeah. to do your weather reports.
And I'm not griping about it. I mean, we had some fun.
It is what it is.
I mean,
it's something that's never happened before anywhere in America.
Having started in radio, then moved to TV, then moved back to radio, I think there's a lot of people don't understand radio who are in TV.
Oh, okay.
You know, that might, I don't get it. But
because
I mean,
there's no visual to radio.
Well, and also you're competing for advertisers, so it's possible they might not want to give you even just a little bit of coverage because
you might lose an account or something.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy.
Okay, but today is Global Talent Acquisition Day.
Wow. Well, let's go get some.
Introduced in 2018 by KRT Marketing, a talent acquisition agency offering its services to companies worldwide. Now, this is it's a job place. What we used to call them. It recognizes the contributions of talent acquisition professionals, employers, people who...
Talent acquisition placement. Day. That's so easy to wrap your arms around.
Placement agency. My wife worked for about three of them during her time, and so there you go.
So talent acquisition. Let's celebrate people trying to get a job. The people who get the job.
About 30 years ago, this company acquired Talent with Ted. A couple of years after that, Talent with Me, and that's the last time they've had any talent in the building.
That's a good point. Good point. Well, Jad came on board at one point.
But you only have to do these things once and every 30 years or so in radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Talent acquisition.
All right.
All right, let's go onward and numbered. Thank you, Don. We'll check with you coming up tomorrow morning.
Okay.
On the way, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Trump says National Guard is going in to Chicago. And a 16-year-old arrested in a Labor Day homicide in North Wichita. Those stories and more coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.